A report says recent immigrants have paid substantially more into the public purse in taxes than they have taken out in benefits. The study by University College London says migrants from European countries have made a particularly positive contribution.
People who come to live in Britain, make a substantial contribution to the public finances. They make us richer than we would otherwise be. So says the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London. They've been studying the figures in some considerable detail, and Professor Christian Dustman did the research and is here, and Sir Andrew Green, the Chairman of Migration Watch, is also with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Professor, first of all, tell us what did you look at? How did you come up with your net benefit figure?
Well, the analysis is based on data, in particular the British Labour Force Survey, but also other government sources on expenditure and tax revenue. So, in effect, we assign to every individual over the period we study the taxes individuals paid and the benefits and the transfers they have received. And then we average that over populations. That's how we come to these figures.
And you found what?
And, well, we find that if we look at immigrants who came after 1999, they paid 34% more in taxes than they have received in transfers. Immigrants were 45% less likely to receive state benefits or tax credits compared to UK natives over the same period.
And did you divide it up by European countries? Can you see, for instance, whether from Romania, for instance, what the figure is in terms of net benefit or disbenefit to the public purse?
We have not done that. That is very difficult because the surveys on which we depend have very small case numbers if we break it down to particular countries. In particular, if we do that with respect to Bulgaria and Romania, because the populations from these countries are very small at the moment.
And outside Europe?
We have distinguished between European migrants and non-European migrants. So it is in particular the European migrants who have made a significant contribution. But when we look at those who arrived after 1999, also the non-European migrants have made a contribution to the fiscal system, while over the same period, natives have taken out more than they have put in, which in fact is the definition of the deficit we are running at the moment.
Sir Andrew Green, are you convinced?
Well, not, I'm afraid. This report, in our view, has been spun. Let me just spin it the other way to illustrate my point. A major new report, your description at 7 o'clock, has found that two-thirds of the 4 million recent immigrants contribute little or nothing to the public finances. Now, I can stand that up in terms of his report, and if I'll perhaps explain that. Let's start with what we agree on. We've had roughly 4 million immigrants under the previous government. Two-thirds of those were from outside the European Union. And what this report finds is that since 1995, they've made, quote, a negative contribution overall, but in the last 2 years, they've contributed plus 2%. So the verdict, as we would put it, for non-EU, is that the benefit to the Exchequer is minimal or negative.
And for EU?
EU is clearly positive, but what they've done there...
You accept that it is clearly positive.
Of course.
There has been a benefit to the public purse from having immigrants into the UK from European countries.
Yeah, if you take the whole of the EU, that is the case, as you would expect. Because if you include the EU 15, you're including German engineers, French fashion designers, and as it's the EEA, you're even including Swiss bankers.
That's not always the point you get in the papers, is it, when you look at immigration from Europe? There has been a suggestion, hasn't there, that in general terms, European immigration to this country has been a drag on the public finances, and in fact the opposite is the case, which is interesting.
Well, in fact, you asked the right question earlier, which was, does this report distinguish between Eastern Europe and the EU 15? It doesn't. So obviously that lifts the outcome. The real issue is not EU 15. I mean, that's more or less in balance anyway. That is not an immigration issue. The real issue is, for the future, is the very large numbers of low-paid workers from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, and it is true, isn't it, Professor Dustman, that the numbers of non-active, as they're called, non-active migrants from Europe has gone up, not just in ball terms, but as a percentage, quite considerably in recent years.
I am surprised about what Sir Andrew said just now. We have done another report about Eastern European immigration, A8 immigration, about 3 years ago. And in that report, we show that those immigrants who came after 2004, after the European enlargement towards the A8 countries, which includes Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic, have actually made a very substantial net contribution to the fiscal system. So I'm surprised about where the numbers are coming from. So Andrew is quoting. Now, let me just
answer that. What's your point there, Sir Andrew?
If we're quoting other reports, the National Institute for Economic and Social Research in 2011 examined just this, the contribution of East Europeans to our GDP per head, our wealth per head. And they found that over the medium term, it was likely to be, quote, negligible, unquote. So we can quote reports against each other.
And does it slightly depend, just for someone trying to make sense of all this, it slightly depend on what you mentioned, the medium term, where it ends in a sense? Because are you also then including potential pension liabilities, etc., etc.? I mean, is that the point? That
you're exactly right. This report looks backwards, it doesn't look forward. That the professor's report does not take into account, for no doubt good reason, but it does not take into account future health costs as migrants get older, nor the pension bill, which is huge.
And that is true, isn't it, Professor?
Well, I mean, the problem with Migration Watch
is true,
that
isn't it?
The problem, I will come back to that in a minute. The problem with Migration Watch is that it confuses this debate with numbers where it is very unclear where they are coming from. Our report is very clear. It is very clear on the sources and on the way we have done our calculations, and I invite everybody to look at that report. Now, let me come to that particular
very point. Briefly, please.
Yeah, let me come to that particular point. So it is true that recent immigrants are younger, but they're also much better educated. So they will take more out of the benefit system, but they will also contribute more in the future because they have not yet reached their career peak and their full income potential. And of course, the more you earn, the more you pay in taxes.
We've got to leave it there. Professor Dustman and Sir Andrew Green as well. Thank you.